everyone, and welcome to the Korea Herald's podcast. I'm your host, Hyeon Kim from the Culture Desk, and here with us today, our lovely copy editor, Beth. Hello, how are you, Beth?
Good, thank you. How are you today?
I am good. It's a little cloudy today.
Back to work weather.
Back to work weather, right? Last week was Chuseok. Actually, it was until Monday this week. How was your Chuseok? Did you do anything special?
I just had a potluck with friends mm-hmm. and drank a lot of wine, mm-hmm. had some hiking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just a quiet weekend in Seoul.
Nice, nice. There was this interesting word, potluck이라는 말이 있는데요. Beth, what's a potluck?
A potluck is a gathering where all the people bring a dish. So it's like a collective dinner.
Mm-hmm, right. 그래서 especially 만약에 저희가 해외에서 여행을 하다가 어디 Airbnb 같은 데서 팟럭을 하자 이렇게 하면 주로 자기 나라의 대표적인 음식을 요리해서 들고 오기도 합니다. 그래서 팟럭이라고 하면 랜덤한 퀴즈인들을 초대받은 어텐디들이 들고 와서 즐기는 그런 어떤 요리 문화라고 보면 되겠습니다.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's the good kind of potluck. But my standards are quite low. I think for me, potluck can mean just to bring a bottle of wine. So.
yeah, it can be as simple as bringing a bottle of humble Chianti, maybe.
Yeah.
그래서 팟럭이 사실 요리를 막 해도 되지만 자기가 가져오고 싶은 어떤 food and beverage 중에 아무거나 들고 와도 재미난 팟럭을 충분히 할 수 있다고 하네요. 그래서 한 가지 더 재미난 단어 베스가 얘기 중에 소개해 줬습니다. 오늘도 여러분께 두 가지 기사를 가져왔습니다. 일본 제품 불매운동 분위기가 서서히 요즘에 사그러들고 있다고 하네요. 베스가 먼저 여러분께 첫 번째 기사 읽어드리겠습니다.
Three years after No Japan boycott, sentiment toward Japan starts to thaw. The frozen relationship between South Korea and Japan seems to be thawing, at least among the general public. Korean people's positive sentiment toward Japan bounced back to levels last seen in 2019, before Japan imposed trade sanctions on Korea over historical conflicts and South Koreans responded with a No Japan boycott of anything Japanese. Tension between the two countries intensified after Japan placed export curbs on key high-tech materials crucial for Korean tech firms in July 2019. It was widely viewed here as an act of retaliation against the South Korean top court, which ordered the seizure of local assets of a Japanese company after it refused to compensate several victims of forced labor during World War II. Korea was a colony of Japan at that time. In response, Korean people voluntarily boycotted Japanese brands such as clothing retailer Uniqlo and Tokyo-based brewery Asahi. Almost 3 years after the flare-up of tensions, a growing number of people from both countries hope for an improvement in ties. The latest survey also showed.
먼저 헤드라인부터 보시겠습니다. Three years after No Japan boycott, sentiment toward Japan starts to thaw라고 합니다. 자, No Japan 운동이 벌어진 지 3년 후에 지금 현재겠죠. Sentiment. 어떤 정서, 감정, toward Japan, start to thaw라고 합니다. What does it mean when we say it's starting to thaw?
Yeah, so like as a verb, literally it means to go from a state of solid to liquid. Ice thawing means that it goes from a solid block of ice to water. But in this context, it means a warming of relations or warming of the environment. Mm-hmm. So getting friendlier maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, 맞습니다. 그래서 friendlier를 대체어로 쓸 수 있겠다고 베트가 설명해 줬는데요. thaw라는 게 the literal meaning is 녹다입니다. Mm-hmm. 그래서 ice begins to melt라고 mm-hmm. 하면 melt라는 다른 표현이 thaw가 되겠는데요.
That's right.
예. 근데 이게 한일 관계, relationship between the two countries에 있어서는 여러분께서도 유추가 가능하겠지만 녹다, 풀리다, 긴장이 완화되다 정도로 보시면 되겠습니다. 자, 그래서 첫 번째 문장 보실게요. Frozen relationship. 우리가 frozen 하면 디즈니 영화도 있죠. 그래서 얼어붙은 한일 관계가 seems to be thawing, ing를 붙였습니다. 녹고 있는 것 같다, 완화되고 있는 것 같다. At least among the general public. At least라고 하면 최소한 general public, 우리 일반 국민들 사이에서는 그 정서가 좀 풀리고 있는 것 같다라고 해석하시면 되겠습니다. 자, 두 번째 문장 바로 넘어가 볼게요. Korean people's positive sentiment. The opposite word would be negative겠죠. 그래서 긍정적 정서라고 하겠는데요. 우호적인 정서, 의역을 할 수 있겠습니다. We use this word sentiment a lot in articles relevant to diplomatic affairs, mm-hmm. in politics, mm-hmm. As well. Could you explain a bit about this word?
Yeah, sentiment means a view or an attitude, mm-hmm. or sometimes even opinion, okay. towards in an event or a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it can also sometimes just mean feelings as well. So if mm-hmm. you have bad sentiments towards someone, it just means that you have negative feelings toward them mm-hmm. or opinion mm-hmm. of them.
네, 맞습니다. 그래서 어떤 attitude가 될 수도 있고 opinion도 동의어가 될 수도 있겠는데요. 그런데 이 sentiment가 언제로 돌아가느냐? Bounce back, 공이 튀어서 돌아가다 느낌으로 이해하시면 되겠는데요. To levels last seen은 2019년도의 수준으로 되돌아온 것 같다라고 합니다. 2019는 언제냐? Comma, before Japan imposed trade sanctions on Korea over historical conflicts. 자, Japan imposed trade sanctions라고 하면 일본이 한국에 무역 제재를 가하기 전이라고 해석이 되겠습니다. 자, trade sanctions란 말 자주 씁니다. 그쵸, Beth?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sanction is a penalty, or... or threat, threatened penalty for disobeying a law or a rule. Mm-hmm. So in this case, trade obviously means economic trade. So, you know, the exchange of goods between mm-hmm. the two countries a penalty was targeted toward Korea in regards to economic trade, yeah, over the historical conflicts.
Right, 맞습니다. Another, maybe a phrase that we can look at or a word could be anything Japanese, right? Anything Japanese or all things Japanese.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. Yeah, in this context, you could say instead of anything Japanese, you could say all things Japanese mm-hmm. or any all things from Japan or mm-hmm. made in Japan. So, yeah, that's pretty much what it means.
It's a short form for anything. I mean, any products or goods that are from Japan, right? Mm-hmm. 그래서 anything Japanese라고 이렇게 축약해서 표현하기도 하는 거 알아두시면 좋을 것 같아요. 자, 다음 문단 가볼게요. Two countries 사이의 tensions가 intensify 되었다. 자, 양국 간의 긴장감이 더욱 고조되었다. After 뒤가 나오겠죠. After Japan placed export curbs on key high-tech materials crucial for Korean tech firms in July 2019. 지난 2019년 7월 달에 일본이 한국 테크 기업의 하이테크 materials, 주요 첨단 핵심 소재에 대한 export curve라고 하면 수출 제한을 둔 이후 양국 간의 긴장감이 더욱 고조되었습니다. 라고 합니다. 자, it was widely viewed 하면 어떠한 시각이 우세했다, 팽배했다가 되겠는데요. Here, as in here은 South Korea가 되겠죠. As an act of retaliation against the South Korean top court. 자, 여기서 한국 대법원의 act of retaliation. Could you help us out here, Beth?
Yeah, it means in a military context, returning a military attack, like a counterattack. Mm-hmm. Or it can also mean harming someone because they have harmed you, like revenge, basically. So, yeah, retaliation is the action of getting back at someone.
Mm-hmm. 자, 그래서 보복이 되겠습니다. 여기서는 뒤에 쭉 보시면 나옵니다. 자, 2차 대전 당시에 victims of forced labor during World War II, 강제징용 피해자들에 대한 compensation, 보상을 일본이 거부하자 한국 대법원 South Korean Top Court는 일본 기업에 현지 자산 압류를 명령했고 여기서 retaliation 나오죠. 이에 대한 보복 행위로 일본이 수출 제한을 감행했다고 보는 뷰가 우세했다가 되겠습니다. 자, 여러분들이 해석을 하실 때는 순서대로 단어를 보시면 돼요. 그런데 이게 이제 우리나라 말로 번역을 하면 사실은 뒤에서부터 backward로 넘어가면서 해석을 해야 조금 더 매끄러운 해석이 되겠습니다. 자, 여기서 단어 몇 가지 짚고 넘어갈게요. Order seizure of local assets. 자, local는 여기서 Japan이 되겠는데요. Seizure is a noun form, right?
Yeah, it means the action of capturing someone or something by force. So, yeah, basically to take something without someone's consent or permission.
일본 기업 현지에 자산 압류를 명령했다 할 때 압류가 seizure가 되겠습니다. To seize라고 하면 to grab가 되겠는데 seizure 하면 압류, 압수, 몰수 같은 표현이 되겠습니다. Victims of forced labor during World War II에 대한 compensate을 refuse했다, 거부했다. Compensate 하면 보상이 되겠습니다. And the noun form would be?
It'd be compensation, right?
Right.
So it just means something that's given in exchange for, something. So in exchange as a reward usually for something that is done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 다음 단락 볼게요. In response, Korean people voluntarily. Volunteer 하면 우리가 자원봉사자라는 noun도 있는데요. 여기서는 voluntarily, 자발적으로 boycotted. 무엇을 보이콧했냐? Japanese brands such as clothing retailer Uniqlo and Tokyo-based brewery Asahi. 자, 이렇게 두 가지 브랜드가 아주 familiar한 브랜드가 나옵니다. 자, 여기서 retailer.
It's a person or business that sells goods to the public, usually in small quantities. So usually we say retailer is like a small shop, and then a wholesaler is like, you know, a business that sells a large amount of goods and usually for distribution. So, so any kind of like store that you see in the street or at the mall would be a retailer.
Right.
Yeah. And larger distributors would be called wholesalers.
Mm-hmm. 도매상, 소매상 이렇게 알아두시면 될 것 같은데요. 한국인들은 voluntary 자발적으로 의류 소매 업체 유니클로와 또 도쿄에 본사를 둔 아사히와 같은 일본 브랜드들을 보이콧하기 시작했다라고 얘기합니다. 마지막 문제 갈게요. Almost 3 years after the flare-up of tensions. 자, tension 하면 긴장일 텐데요. Flare-up.
It's a sudden outburst or intensification of something. Usually kind of negative. Yeah, not necessarily positive.
Mm-hmm. 맞습니다. 그래서 outburst라는 표현도 같이 베스가 설명해 줬습니다. Usually negative한 word라고 하는데요. 갑작스러운 표출이나 타오르는. 여기서는 안 좋은 긴장감이 고조된 지 3년이 되었다라고 하면 되겠습니다. 자, a growing number of people from both countries, 양국의 국민들의 수가 증가하고 있는데 어떤 것에 대한 증가냐? Hope for an improvement in ties. 자, 관계의 개선을 바라는 국민의 수가 증가하고 있다. The latest survey also showed. 자, full script 혹은 full article을 보고 싶으면 언제든지 코리아 헤럴드 홈페이지에서 확인하실 수 있겠습니다. 자, keeping these terms in mind, Beth will once again read the article for us.
3 years after No Japan boycott, sentiment toward Japan starts to thaw. The frozen relationship between South Korea and Japan seems to be thawing, at least among the general public. Korean people's positive sentiment toward Japan bounced back to levels last seen in 2019, before Japan imposed trade sanctions on Korea over historical conflicts and South Koreans responded with a No Japan boycott of anything Japanese. Tension between the two countries intensified after Japan placed export curbs on key high-tech materials crucial for Korean tech firms in July 2019. It was widely viewed here as an act of retaliation against the South Korean top court, which ordered the seizure of local assets of a Japanese company after it refused to compensate several victims of forced labor during World War II. Korea was a colony of Japan at that time. In response, Korean people voluntarily boycotted Japanese brands such as clothing retailer Uniqlo and Tokyo-based brewery Asahi. Almost 3 years after the flare-up of tensions, a growing number of people from both countries hope for an improvement in ties. The latest survey also showed.
자, 넘어가 볼게요. 자, 다음 주제는 Is planting trees the best way to tackle heat waves? 라고 질문을 던집니다. 과연 나무를 심는 것이 tackling heat wave 하기에 최선의 방법인가? 베스가 두 번째 아티클 읽어드리겠습니다.
Is planting trees the best way to tackle heat waves? Street trees more effective in tackling heat than canopies, Miss Spraying System, says one study. Every summer, local district governments in Korea are tasked with tackling heat waves in resourceful ways. But while mist spraying and parasols can cool down the heat, street trees are more effective at keeping temperatures down, according to a new study. Street trees create shade where temperatures are 15.4 degrees Celsius lower than their surrounding areas, according to a study published by the city-funded Seoul Institute of Technology earlier this month. Outdoor shade canopies, a popular anti-heat measure adopted by local districts in Seoul, saw temperatures go down by 8.4 degrees Celsius.
Thank you, Beth. 자, 두 번째 기사를 볼 텐데요. 자, street trees라고 하면 도심에 심는 나무니까 가로수로 얘기를 하면 되겠습니다. Street trees more effective in tackling heat than canopies. 자, canopy보다 가로수가 더위를 다루는데 더 효과적이라고 합니다. Says one study. 자, 이게 키커 부분인데요. Canopy.
Yeah, a canopy is like a cloth that's hung or held up over something to usually protect against the heat or rain or insects. So, it just means generally like a cover to protect against some elements.
Mm-hmm. So, Beth, have you noticed any canopies around Seoul?
Actually, around side like crosswalks, I see like those big umbrella-like things that are usually set up with like kind of a chair underneath, I think, for elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have noticed recently, the last few summers, the heat waves in Korea have been getting like increasingly hotter. So I've noticed some canopies for sure.
Mm-hmm. 베스가 얘기했듯이 우리 횡단보도에 보면 이런 큰 엄브렐라 같은 게 있죠. 그 쉐이드 밑에서 우리가 횡단보도 불이 바뀔 때까지 여름 내내 기다리곤 했던 기억이 납니다. 이게 아마 어떤 구청에서 시작해서 이제 서울시 전체의 캐노피들이 만들어진 것으로 저도 알고 있는데요. 실제 이 캐노피보다 이 시티 어반 히트웨이브를 줄이는 데는 가로수가 더 효과가 있다고 하네요. 자, every summer, 매년 여름, local district governments, 지자체들은 are tasked, 이러한 임무가 주어진다, with tackling heat waves in resourceful ways. 다양한 생산적인 방법들로 폭염에 대처할 임무를 맡곤 합니다. 자, 여기서 tackle 하면?
Means, in this context, means to deal with. So, yeah, as a verb, it means to make a determined effort to deal with something. Usually a problem or a difficult task.
So to deal with 문제나 상황을 풀기 위해서 씨름하다라는 표현이 되겠습니다. 특별한 게 없네요. 다음 문답 볼게요. But while mist spraying and parasols can cool down the heat, in this case, parasol would be the synonym of canopy, I guess?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 그래서 자, 파라솔이라는 표현도 썼습니다. 미스트 분사를 하는 행위나 파라솔들이 더위를 식힐 수는 있지만 street trees are more effective at keeping temperatures low according to a new study. 자, 가로수들이 결국에는 keep temperature down. I mean, the phrase pretty much explains what it's about. 자, 그래서 keeping something down. In this case, keeping the temperature down 하면 온도를 낮추는 데에 더 효과적이라고 한다. According to a new study, 새로운 스터디에 의하면이 되겠습니다. 여기서 스터디에 대해서 좀 더 깊이 들어가겠죠? 가로수들은 create shade where temperatures are 15.4 degrees Celsius lower. 자, 그래서 가로수가 만드는 그늘이 주변 지역 surrounding area보다 온도가 약 15.4도 정도 낮은 것으로 조사가 되었다. Where according to a study published by the city funded 자, 서울시가 출자한 서울기술연구원 서울 Institute of Technology가 발표한 이달 초에 발표한 자료에 따르면이 되겠습니다. 마지막 문답 갈게요. 자, outdoor shade canopies 이 야외 그늘막 캐노피들은 a popular anti-heat measure adopted by local districts in Seoul 아주 인기 있는 anti-heat measure 하면 더위 방지책 정도가 될 텐데요. adopted by 서울 지자체 라고 합니다. 자, adopted by, can you explain this word for us?
Yeah, so as a verb, it means to take up, to follow, or to use. So, for example, this approach or method has been adopted by many big banks. So it means a lot of big banks have started to use this certain method or approach. So similar in this context, so the outdoor shade canopies have been used by many local districts in Seoul. Yeah, as a popular anti-heat measure.
맞습니다. 그래서 adopted by 하면 it could be an institution, an agency, 뭐뭐에 의해서 채택된, selected, 뭐 chosen by 이 정도가 되겠죠. 야외 그늘막 한우는 기온이 8.4도 정도 내려갔다고 하네요. 그래서 뭐 유의미한 변화지만 아까 말했던 가로수들에 비하면 상대적으로 변화가 온도의 변화가 크지 않다 라는 스터디 결과를 내비치고 있습니다.
Any opinions, Beth, or any views that you would like to share with us regarding the urban heat waves?
Oh, well, first of all, I love trees. I think more trees are always good, especially in a city that's as densely packed and filled with so many buildings as Seoul is.
맞아요. 그래서 I think recently Seoul Mayor did announce turning Seoul into a more green-filled city. He has some roadmaps planned in the next couple of years during his period. But we'll see what changes are happening.
Yeah, more green, more happiness, more healing of the mind. Yeah.
Right. It's not us trying to protect nature, but it's supposed to be, you know, us living with nature.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I know you also love hiking.
맞아요.
So, yeah, you're a big hiker, and I know you love nature too. So.
맞아요. 그래서 자 이번 기사 두 개를 이 정도로 랩업하면서 베스가 한 번 더 읽어드리도록 하겠습니다.
Is planting trees the best way to tackle heat waves? Street trees more effective in tackling heat than canopies, Miss Spraying System, says one study. Every summer, local district governments in Korea are tasked with tackling heat waves in resourceful ways. But while mist spraying and parasols can cool down the heat, street trees are more effective at keeping temperatures down, according to a new study. Street trees create shade where temperatures are 15.4 degrees Celsius lower than their surrounding areas, according to a study published by the city-funded Seoul Institute of Technology earlier this month. Outdoor shade canopies, a popular anti-heat measure adopted by local districts in Seoul, saw temperatures go down by 8.4 degrees Celsius.
자, 여러분, 오늘 코리아드 팟캐스트는 여기서 마치고요. 저희가 그 separate channel 하나를 더 만들었죠?
Yeah, that's right. If I may make
What's
my
the,
pitch.
How should we type in the keyword for the books review? Book review podcast that the Korea Herald has newly launched. We have experimented a few episodes with you guys through this podcast channel. 그쵸? Ooh, fancy. 자, 여기서도 green을 좋아하는 Beth가 자, green한 포스터를 가진 채널을 소개하겠습니다.
Okay, so last month we launched a brand new Korea Herald Books podcast. Okay. It's called Cover to Cover. We bring you local insight into the world of Korean books from Seoul, South Korea.
And you can join Third Culture Kids and copy editors at the Korea Herald, Naomi Ng, and me, Beth Eun-hee Hong, every month for insightful, entertaining reviews, interviews, and conversations about Korean books.
So you can either type in the word cover to cover, or if you just type in the keyword the Korea Herald, I think that channel is also going to pop up, right?
Yeah, I think so. Or just to be safe, Korea Herald cover. That might help.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 저희가 지금 뉴스를 한국어로 이제 번역을 해가면서 공부를 하고 있습니다. 근데 여기서 하나 더 advanced level listener 또는 내가 책을 너무 좋아하는데 여러 가지 책을 다양한 사람들로부터 리뷰를 듣고 또 즐겨 읽고 싶다, 함께 읽어보고 싶다 하시는 분들은 자 cover to cover에도 놀러 오셔서 한번 편하게 들어보시고 구독할지 말지 결정을 해주시면 되겠습니다. Okay, I think that's it for today. I hope to see you next time, Beth.
Thanks. I had a great time today, Haeyeon. Bye, everyone.
Bye.